Well, good afternoon. One of the most important duties of a governor is appointing judges to the courts, and none is more important than the Supreme Court. So I'm honored and pleased to announce my first appointment to the Iowa Supreme Court. Iowans need judges who are smart, thoughtful, and hardworking. We need judges who understand the proper role of the courts within our government. Judges who will apply the law and not make it. Judges who will decide cases based upon the text of our statutes and Constitution, not their personal policy preferences. Over the past weeks, I have considered the three nominees for the Supreme Court that were submitted to me by the State Judicial Nominating Commission. They each submitted extensive written materials. I received recommendations and input from dozens of Iowans, and this past Friday, I personally interviewed each nominee. After careful consideration, I am pleased to announce that I have appointed Judge Susie Christensen as Iowa's newest Supreme Court Justice. Judge Christensen has devoted her professional career to public service. She has served as a prosecutor, a juvenile court judge, and most recently, a district court judge. She's passionate about improving the judicial system, serving on multiple Supreme Court committees to improve juvenile justice. And here are some of the things that I heard from Iowans about Judge Christensen: the most prepared and passionate person in the courtroom. She's dogged in pursuing excellence. She's more than just a sharp legal mind. She has an incredible heart. I believe that Judge Christensen will bring that heart and practical perspective to the Supreme Court. She understands how the Supreme Court's decisions affect Iowans every day in district courts across the state. Judge Christensen didn't take a typical path to where she is today. She attended law school later than most, working for years as a legal secretary to support her family and her schooling, and she understands the challenges of everyday Iowans. She's a mother of five and a grandmother of four, and she hails from Harlan in rural southwest Iowa and will be the only justice to work outside one of our metro areas. And with her appointment, there will once again be a woman's voice on the Iowa Supreme Court. I'm proud that Judge Christensen will now be continuing her distinguished career of service to all Iowans on the Iowa Supreme Court. Congratulations, Judge. Congratulations.
Thank you. I am honored and humbled to be appointed to the Iowa Supreme Court by Iowa's first female governor. Today marks an important day in my life as well as my professional journey. I want to thank my parents. My mom is here today. I can't get rid of her for anything. She follows me everywhere. My dad is here with me today in spirit, and I know he has a huge smile on his face right now. I want to thank my kids. You can try and figure out who's who. I've got Nick, Adam, Reese, Sadie, and Cass. Being your mom has been my greatest accomplishment. I've gone to Special Olympics, jazz band concerts, basketball, volleyball, and trap shooting for 30 years. And that has definitely provided me with a much needed balance in my career path and in my dream, my chasing of a dream. Watching their families grow and adding children and grandchildren has also blessed my life. I want to thank the State Judicial Nominating Commission for the amount of work they devoted, an extraordinary amount of time and effort in considering the many good applicants. I also want to thank my friends, colleagues, and community members of Harlan, as well as across the state, for supporting me throughout this endeavor by writing letters or making phone calls to the governor's office. Last but certainly not least, I want to thank my husband, Jay. We started being a couple when we were sophomores in high school, and here we still are that many years later. Several years ago, I told him, I think I want to be a judge, and it did not happen right away. And I tried many times, and one of these days I'll add up that number, and I might just put it in a picture frame on my wall. But he would not let me quit. It would have been easier to stop sometimes. He would not let me quit. If it were not for him, I know I would not be standing here today. To my soon new colleagues on the Iowa Supreme Court, I look forward to working with you and dusting off the ladies' room. Once again, thank you, Governor Reynolds, for believing in me and entrusting me with this incredible honor and responsibility. And you can count on me to support the Constitution and to faithfully and impartially discharge my duties to the best of my ability. Thank you.
Congratulations. So I want to thank you for being here and being part of this announcement. And again, I want to say congratulations, and I look forward to a distinguished career as a Supreme Court Justice.